Hello everybody, I'm George Milet. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. A rare bit of good news out of Cambridge University. And that is a few days that it, or is it some of its constituent colleges, are going to try and seek more pupils from independent schools. Now, if you're not from the United Kingdom, you might not understand the taxonomy here. So a state school in the UK is what people call a public school in the United States, for example, in as much as it's funded through taxation. There are no fees. Then there are independent schools. You might call them private schools. We generally call them independent. And yes, there are fees. Okay. So those who go to independent schools are generally wealthier. They educate about 7% of pupils. But of course, some people leave school at 16 and go into apprenticeships or whatever. And so those who are at school over 16, at independent schools, way more than 7%. They're A levels, as in advanced levels. Exams people sit at the age of 18. And of those who sit A levels, a lot more than 7%. Go to independent school. I don't have the statistics at my fingertips. Of course, it changes a bit from year to year. And obviously, A star is the top grade in any subject. People generally do three subjects. If you're bright, you might do four or five. And below that's A, B, C, D, and so on. So to apply to Cambridge or Oxford universities, you need to get an A star in everything you do, and three subjects would not be enough. You need to do more and more. And there are lots of extra exams beyond A levels, because A level hasn't been challenging enough for decades, not since the early 90s for most things. So these universities are heavily oversubscribed. At Cambridge, something like 15%, that's 1/5% of applicants are admitted at undergraduate level. And for 40 years, they've been doing outreach to state schools, trying to persuade more people from so-called non-traditional backgrounds to apply, those from working class families, those from regions that don't sell that many pupils to the United, pupils to Cambridge and so forth, more women and blah, blah, blah. And women are a majority of Cambridge undergraduates these days and growing. I mean, at this rate, there'll be no boys left at Cambridge at all in perhaps 50 years. And okay, I wouldn't complain if that were the case. If women have all the brains and boys don't, okay, so let it be. And more from various ethnic minority groups and blah, 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 people whose parents didn't pursue tertiary education. So that had all this this sort of social engineering and all this discrimination against public school applicants. We sometimes call them public school, these fee-paying schools. They're open to the public if you can pay or indeed get a scholarship. Now, there's a misconception that everyone at public school is wealthy. I mean, public school fees, if it's a day school or independent school, same thing, well, maybe £20,000 a year. If it's a boarding school, could have been anything up to £65,000 a year. And of course, this Labour government, so much for social mobility, has made it even more financially exclusive by putting VAT on top of fees as value-added tax is at 17.5%. What else? Whereas not everybody who goes to state school is poor or working class. Let's say Sir Paul McCartney, the Beatle, a billionaire, and his daughter, she went to a comprehensive school, as in a non-selective state school, driven by chauffeur every day. I know that because I knew one of her classmates. So you could be very wealthy and go there. And people who go to independent schools are not necessarily that wealthy. Their parents just make major sacrifices, like Rishi Sunak's parents. Or indeed, they get scholarships or bursaries. Their teachers are parents of that school, and so forth. So it's just nonsense to say independent school rich, state school poor, or whatever. And some independent schools are rubbish and not worth the money, and some state schools are outstanding. When I was at university, I didn't go to Cambridge. If I met someone who was from a certain town, went to a state school, I could usually guess which one it was. It was Glasgow, probably Glasgow High School. Is that state school? Glasgow Academy. If it was High Wycombe, it was probably Royal Grammar School, High Wycombe, or whatever, and so forth. There's certain elite state schools, and the parents are mostly middle class. Okay, so why are people middle class? Because they're brainier, harder working, earn more money, blah, blah, blah. And so, surprise, surprise, their children tend to be as well. Okay, not in every case. Working class, you might have other intelligences, less academic intelligence. And obviously, people go up and down. And if the parents are very bright, no, it's not guaranteed they produce very brainy children. If your parents are not bright at all, you could be very brainy. It's just less likely. So that's it. So there's been this social engineering for ages. I think it's, yeah, Trinity Hall, Cambridge, has said they are now going to try and seek more pupils for it from independent schools because they've been going overseas. So people went to independent schools, particularly Eton, are treated as a bad statistic. We desperately don't want to let this person in. He or she is bad news. I remember Lord Jenkins, when he was Chancellor of Oxford University, speaking about Etonians as though Etonians were bad news. They really didn't want that. It was that we're not guilty. Edinburgh University takes more Etonians than the University of Oxford, so therefore we're not that bad, as though Etonians are something evil and to be avoided, which is sick, discriminatory, and preposterous. So anyway, these universities have all been open to all social classes. I do realise that, I mean, for financial reasons of the 20th century, it was almost impossible to attend tertiary education unless you were from a middle class or upper class background. Okay, so yeah, so that's why Trinity Hall said they're going to try to persuade pupils from these schools to apply more often because they're better prepared for certain subjects. Okay, so why not have them in then? That's great. Are they capable of studying the subject or not? They are. Doesn't matter why. Doesn't matter went to a public school. Doesn't make them less prepared, and say, oh, we've got better facilities. But you know, your facilities, your teachers matter hugely when you're five. They don't matter that much by the time you're 18, when people are largely teaching themselves. And so on. And state schools, they've got bigger classes, which is more like being a lecture hall. So, do they not have an advantage at university, therefore? And so on. And you go to a state school, you could have tons of private tutoring. Your parents could be teaching and stuff like that. And people go to independent school, they tend to be upper middle class, but they can still have alcoholism, drug addiction, family breakdown, violence within the family, you know, sexual abuse. They could still have all sorts of psychological, psychiatric problems just because they've got slightly more money. And sometimes the people who went to state school, they've got way more money because they weren't paying fees. And they could afford more treats like a bigger house and more holidays and a smarter car and more gizmos and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I know a highly successful solicitor has his daughters in state schools because then they've got no problem going on holiday to South Africa whenever they want. If they were independent school, that wouldn't be the case. And so on. So it's blatant that people from public school have been discriminated against by top university for decades. So this is widening participation. And I know that the leftards are up in arms about this. They can't abide the way there would be fair access. So yes, independent school people are only 7% of the population, but much more of those who get A star grades in everything and things like that. And the university can only apply those who admit. Okay. So anyway, there've always been working class people at the top universities, just not as many, and so on. And you look at the people, Asian people who are at these top universities, British Asian or you know Asians of other nationalities, whether British Indian, British Chinese, or people directly from China, or directly from where it is, Pakistan or Bangladesh, directly from Japan or South Korea. Are they to be rejected? We have to have more black people. There have also been black people at Cambridge University since the 19th century, just rather few. So they're going to say, well, we're going to be racist towards Asians to admit more people from another ethnic group. We don't care. And just because you're X percent of the population, no, that doesn't have to guarantee you're X percent of people at the university, and so forth. And people who live closer to Cambridge in London or Southeast England are more likely to apply. Surprise, surprise, maybe because they've been there. It's closer to home for them. Nothing wrong with that. And the Scots in particular want to say, I want to stay within Scotland. I know a chap from Scotland who went to Oxford University and he was chided by Alex Salmond. Is Scotland not good enough for you? I know someone else from Cork. And when he was applying to Oxford, the other boys who was at school in Limerick were saying, well, so what's wrong with Ireland? Are you turning your nose up at Ireland? And so on. So it's ridiculous to say we have to increase proportions from state school people here and there. I remember someone boasting that they had what percentage of people from state school at his college was Hartford. This is well over 20 years ago. And so, yeah, that it's been proven why another reason why public school applicants have got a higher application or sorry, acceptance rate is partly applying for the subjects which are less popular, like modern languages, like classics, that Latin and ancient Greek, or theology, philosophy, anthropology, archaeology, and so forth. Yeah, and also likewise, ethnic minority people, because they were more likely to apply for subjects which are heavily oversubscribed, such as economics, medicine. And so forth, business. Okay, so maybe that will explain it. It's immoral to be discriminatory, and this appalling class war that was fought was bigoted and wicked. And I hope that's coming to an end. Social mobility advocates, well, big men always move themselves. Progress is only as in discriminating against people from certain backgrounds. It's just spite. And diversity, which doesn't mean squeezing out a small minority. Goodness. People are overrepresented at university. No one's, you're not there to represent people. You're not elected. You're there as an individual. So it's grossly unfair what's been happening for a very, very long time. If you want a public school education, apply to a public school. Get a scholarship then. I mean, anyone who's clever enough to go to Cambridge and Oxford could get a scholarship, a bursary to any one of these schools because Oxford and Cambridge, between them, they educate under 1% of their age cohort. All right. Anyway, and you have to have a little bit of confidence, be willing to actually give it a shot. No more social engineering. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecarran790@gmail.com. Goodbye.